Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have light rain in the area, 65 degrees. Wichita police release name of man shot and killed by officers. We've got the story.
A wet holiday weekend for Kansas lakes. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another area of showers and thunderstorms rolled through Wichita early this morning. Will we see more today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
A green light for declassification. The president gives the attorney general authority to declassify documents related to the 2016 Trump campaign surveillance.
President Trump issuing a memo late Thursday ordering the intelligence community to cooperate with Attorney General William Barr's investigation into surveillance of the Trump 2016 campaign and the origins of the Russia and Mueller probe. Devin Nunes, a ranking Republican on the House Intel Committee, telling Fox's Shannon Bream,
"We want everything out, whether it's good for Republicans or bad for Republicans, we want it all out."
But the committee's chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff, is accusing the Trump administration of weaponizing law enforcement, tweeting, quote, "The cover-up has entered a new and dangerous phase." In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey said 56-year-old Fred Burton was in a mental health crisis when he barricaded himself inside a South Wichita apartment Thursday morning and fired more than 30 shots at police officers, including a SWAT team and armored vehicles. Two officers fired and killed the suspect. Those officers are on leave while the incident is investigated by the District Attorney's Office and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Here's Chief Ramsey.
We're very fortunate that no officers were hit. I understand that one strike was very close to an officer, like within an inch. So we did use armored vehicles because of the shooting. And ultimately, those armored vehicles probably saved an officer's life.
Hundreds of people are changing their Memorial Day plans because of flooding at Cheney Lake.
Cheney Park Ranger Michael Schwartz tells KSN-TV he has canceled more than 300 reservations. He says on a typical Memorial Day, they might have 40,000 people at the lake, but this one is going to be a little different. Historic flooding at the park has forced all but two campsites to be closed. Visitors are still able to visit the lake, but park rangers advise the public to not get into the water. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Kansas has agreed to pay more than $1 million to a man who spent nearly 16 years in prison after being wrongly convicted of the rape and murder of a 14-year-old girl. Attorney General Derek Schmidt announcing that the state resolved the second lawsuit under the state's mistaken conviction statute enacted last year.
Wichita River Festival kicks off next week, May 31st to June 8th, and this will be the last River Fest for Wichita Festivals, Inc. President and CEO Mary Beth Jarvis, who is leaving the job she's held for 7 years. Jarvis tells KNSS News.
When I first got hired, I said to the board that I think this role benefits, the community benefits, from changing out the perspective and bringing in a fresh set of ideas and experiences. And so they are on the lookout for my replacement, as I understand it, from the selection committee. There's a ton of brilliant folks interested, which is great.
Mary Beth Jarvis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
The state of Kansas is creating a law enforcement unit designed to combat an increase in computer crime in the state. Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosnell talked to the attorney general about it.
Derek Schmidt says this is about having more ability to prosecute offenders.
As long as the victim is here, there's been enough of a nexus with Kansas that we can exercise jurisdiction. The problem sometimes is jurisdictional, but more often the problem is just the practical capacity to be able to find the bad guys and then to be able to reach the bad guys once you find them.
Funding for the new cyber crimes unit will become available with the start of the new fiscal year, July 1st.
President Donald Trump paid his respects Thursday to those who died in service to the United States by placing American flags at several grave sites. during an early Memorial Day visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump participated in a decades-old tradition known as Flags In. Every Thursday before the holiday, members of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, or the Old Guard, honor the nation's fallen heroes by placing American flags at each service member's headstone. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Huge night in the NBA playoffs for a former Shocker who's having a big week. We'll recap that and have highlights coming up in sports.
And great news on the health front for a football Hall of Famer. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Houston police are seeking help from the public to find the body of a girl who disappeared earlier this month.
We really believe we have a little girl that's been murdered.
Police Chief Art Acevedo thinks someone out there holds the key to finding Malia Davis.
Think back on what they may have seen, any suspicious vehicle behavior, anything that they may know on this case.
The 4-year-old reported missing by her mother's former fiancé. Darian Vence telling police he, Malia, and his 2-year-old son were abducted on May 3rd by a group of men in a truck. Vence says the kidnappers freed him and his son the next day but kept Malia and his vehicle. Authorities became suspicious of his story, and investigators found blood in Vence's apartment, search dogs detecting the scent of human decomposition in his car after it was found. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Vence remains jailed on a charge of tampering with evidence, specifically a human corpse.
Great news on the health front for a football Hall of Famer.
Jill Kelly confirming on Instagram that her husband, Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly, remains cancer-free. Jill posting that news after the former Buffalo Bills star underwent a scan this week to evaluate him following a cancer-related surgery back in November. She went on to thank fans for their thoughts and prayers. Kelly was first diagnosed with cancer in his upper jaw in 2013, having surgery to remove it. It then returned in 2014, leading to extensive radiation and chemotherapy treatment. The longtime Bills QB underwent surgery last year to remove another recurrence of the cancer and reconstruct his upper jaw. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wendy's responds to what's being called a disturbing prank gone viral.
A Florida man caught on camera bathing in a Wendy's kitchen. A Facebook video shows the unnamed bather playing in an industrial-sized tub filled with soapy water, wearing only a pair of shorts. At least two folks dressed in a Wendy's uniform appear to watch. A rep for Wendy's says the prank at the location in Milton was by a person who no longer works at the restaurant, adding the franchise is taking this incident seriously, calling it totally unacceptable. The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation is investigating. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
All right, let's give you an update on the Friday morning commute. We did tell you about some street closures earlier. Those streets are no longer closed, but there is some pretty heavy water still. Harry between Seneca and McLean and Pawnee west of Meridian. You can go through those areas now, although the water is about curb high. It's
Still high.
Yeah. We did just get a call from East Wichita. A car stalled at, guess where? First and Bleckley. Always happens there on Bleckley.
That's where it is, huh?
Yeah, and so... And we got a car stalled there and problems with at least one or two motorists there. That's just northeast of Douglas and Oliver. So go see some emergency crews heading there because of some high water. That's a traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. When it comes to this high water, that's going to be the story through the holiday weekend, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to continue.
Our line this weekend is... You don't have to go to the lake. The lake's going to go to you. Pretty good.
That one got me. Okay, I like that. I might have to steal that from you sometime. Hopefully,
feel free. Go ahead and steal that, baby. You got it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. But yeah, in all seriousness, yeah, we do have to make sure that we continue to keep a close eye on that forecast. There really hasn't been much change to it, even though it's Friday. Ever since earlier this week, this is what we've been talking about all week long. So I know a lot of people are going to be out traveling, maybe by the lake, the pond, whatever body of water that's popular that you like to go to. But you definitely need to make sure that you keep an eye to the sky, because with that chance for storms, there's also that chance of lightning. We've been hearing some rumbles of thunder here just off Main Street in downtown Wichita. So things only continuing through the weekend. Right now, though, we do have that 70% chance of showers and storms as we go through today. The line that's moving through now, it'll kind of linger as we go through the morning hours. Hopefully around lunchtime, we may get a little bit of a break, maybe a brief window of opportunity where the rain may stop. But then as soon as we get to about 2, 3 o'clock this afternoon, when highs warm up into the upper 70s, that's when we'll see things kind of redevelop. Moving in from Oklahoma, and some of those storms could be strong to severe. We also got to watch out for some gusty winds as well. They may be light one moment and then kind of pick back up the next. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 60% chance of showers and storms. So whatever pops up and develops, moves through later on this afternoon and evening, it may continue into the overnight with lows falling down into the middle 60s, falling down to around 67 for Wichita specifically. South wind at 10 to 20, mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, only a 20% chance of a few showers and storms, but then that chance going up late in the day by the time we get into the afternoon and evening, high of 84. Now, what's going to happen for our Saturday? Storms are actually going to start out west this time. Though western Kansas will get a bit of a break today, and then once those storms start to bubble out west, they should start to move into central Kansas and Wichita by the time we get into the evening. And there's going to be a severe risk not only today, but also tomorrow as well. Now, for today, that tornado threat a lot lower, but not completely zero. Still need to watch out for those gusty winds, possibly hail a little bit larger than quarters, as well as into our Saturday. And Steve, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Into Sunday, there's going to be a threat of some severe weather, as well as Monday, too, on Memorial Day, unfortunately. So also need to watch out for that flooding, too. We're under a flash flood watch right now all the way through tomorrow morning, so at least for the next 24 hours. All right, getting into currents right now, 65 degrees, thunderstorms still moving through. Nothing severe right now, though. Southeast wind at 13, and visibility's at 10 miles. So the rain, it was pretty heavy earlier this morning, but now a little bit more on the light side, but still pretty steady out there.
And I notice how muggy it is this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? A warm front lifted over us earlier this morning, and that's what's given us that warm, humid, muggy air, also giving us those thunderstorms. I wake up at midnight, and I noticed that when I stepped out the door around 1 o'clock this morning. It just, you know, you forget what's going on as a meteorologist for a second, because as soon as I opened up the door, I'm like, man, what is going on out here? And then warm front, you know, just popped into my head. So that's what's going on.
You had to immediately go find a computer to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, and then I threw that computer out the window I'm tired of the rain,
right,
as well as everybody else.
Well, thanks, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:15, Steve and Ted. And it's Friday. That means it's KNSS Secret Sound Day. And we have a secret sound for you this morning. We're going to play it several times. You'll be able to hear it at 7:20, 7:40, and then at 7:50. And we'll give you clues as we go along. And then if you think you know the answer at 7:50, we'll open up the phone lines, give us a call, and 869-1330. And if you ever get it right, you can have a large five-topping pizza of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. So, Ted, let's give him a preview. What's the secret sound today? Well, I think I already know. I know because I already know, yeah. But if you think you know, store it up. We're going to be playing it again here a couple more times here in the 7 o'clock hour. The secret sound with Steve and Ted. It is 7:15 here on this Friday morning. Got a couple of birthdays I'd like to share real quick. Gil Wooten's having a birthday today. If you know Gil, a great big tall guy. Gil's a pioneer. He's a classmate of mine over at Wichita West, 1968. And Gil's having a birthday today. So he's okay. He's looking kind of old, but Gil's a good guy. Gil Wooten having a birthday. And my first and only daughter is having a birthday today, Ted. Stacy is having a birthday.
Oh, bless her heart.
So if you know Stacy Thummel, tell her happy birthday. I've got some plans. Maybe she and I and St. Shelley will go someplace.
Yeah, what's she maybe, got going on this weekend?
Maybe have something going on, maybe dine out or something.
Hey, now.
Something extravagant
right.
Like
very
that.
Very nice.
All right. Memorial Day weekend travel will be the busiest it's been since 2005, with almost 43 million Americans traveling for the long weekend. More than 37 million of those people will be traveling by car. This is according to AAA, and that's the biggest number of road trippers on record. Travel for Memorial Day weekend officially started yesterday. So there you go. It's 7:17, Steve attended. I saw we had the story about the President and First Lady at Arlington National Cemetery. They were helping to decorate some graves there and going through a ceremony. And that's a ceremony. We've talked about Arlington before, Ted. And you've been there. I've been there. And did you watch the changing of the guard?
Oh, yes.
They do that every hour, don't they? Is it every hour? We watched, and it's something to see. I mean, these guys are just they're perfectly timed, every movement, and it's really something to see. If you get to Arlington and you don't see that, you're gonna miss something. And the other thing is, if you go to Arlington, take your time and read the grave markers. There are many, many very, very famous people who are buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. And if you're going out this weekend to decorate graves for your loved ones, that's what we're going to be doing this weekend, some of us. High water forcing the Hutchinson Zoo to close for the first time in more than a decade. Apparently, all the everything's underwater, and but the habitats are safe. They've got the animals okay. But the Hutchinson Zoo, I'm sure they were looking forward to having a great weekend up there of people coming and visiting, but not going to be happening. Hutch Zoo closing down for the weekend because of high water. All right, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Sports with Ted Woodward. And in Shocker baseball, the Shocker baseball team is still alive there in that tournament, right, Ted?
Yep, American Conference Tournament down in Clearwater, Florida. The Shocks in the winner's bracket yesterday afternoon, but they couldn't stay in the winner's bracket. Shocks had a 4-1 lead over Connecticut in this one early, but then got outscored 8-3 in the final seven innings, including giving up a couple of runs in the top of the ninth in a tie game. Connecticut came back to win that game 9-7. As the Shockers leave 11 runners on base. So the Shocks are into the loser's bracket now, and the season is on the line with every game starting with today. Taking on the sixth-ranked team in the nation, East Carolina. Of course, the Shockers did beat the Pirates earlier in the week. Now they have to beat them again if they want to keep their season alive. But the Shockers seem to have matched up well with this top 10 team so far this season. They've split their four games, so we'll see how the Shocks do. Mike Kennedy has live coverage beginning at 1:30 this afternoon. The game will start about 2 o'clock. And that will be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College baseball yesterday in Oklahoma City at the Big 12 tournament, a loser's bracket game between KU and K-State. Apparently neither of these teams wanted their season to end. This thing went nearly 4.5 hours. It took 11 innings, and KU came back multiple times and ended up beating K-State 15-14 to keep its season alive. K-State went ahead with 3 runs in the top of the 11th, then KU scored 4 runs to win it in the bottom of the 11th. KU is in the loser's bracket today, taking on 7th-ranked Texas Tech. That'll be at 3:15 this afternoon down in Oklahoma City. Major League Baseball this weekend, the Kansas City Royals are home at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the first-place New York Yankees, who have won 9 of their last 10. The Royals and the Yankees with games tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. All those games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In men's soccer, it's the home opener tomorrow night for FC Wichita hosting Tulsa Athletic. FC Wichita undefeated here early on in the season. That'll start at 7:30 tomorrow night out at Stryker Stadium in northeast Wichita. The JUCO Baseball World Series begins today in Grand Junction, Colorado, the 62nd annual version of the JUCO World Series. And the first game to get things started involves Cowley College. Cowley ranked 12th in the nation, taking on third-ranked Walters State in the opening round at the JUCO World Series. And in the NBA playoffs, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee last night. Top team in the league, the Bucks, taking on the Toronto Raptors. Key weapon off the bench for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker, Fred VanVleet, whose son, Fred Jr., was born on Monday. And Fred says he hasn't slept since. And apparently it's doing good things for Fred's shooting, because he's been on a tear ever since his son was born on Monday. You heard the game last night, Raptors-Bucks on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's Leonard getting a Siakam screen, drives Middleton into the lane. Wide open pass to VanVleet for three. It's good. Toronto goes in front with 8:50 to play in game five.
6 3-point make by VanVleet.
A playoff career high 18 points on 6 of 8 three-point shooting.
And then he made another one.
Yeah.
7 for 9 from three-point range last night for Fred for his 21 points as he helped the Raptors win at Milwaukee 105-99. First time a road team has won in this series. Now that puts the Raptors up 3 games to 2 and just one win away from the NBA Finals. So Fred VanVleet's doing a great job.
I think that being tied up 2-2 to have a great opportunity here to come in here and try to steal one was on our minds. And obviously being one win away, going home, you just want to take advantage of the opportunity. It would be a very, very long summer, you know, thinking about what could have been or what you could have done. And so we just got to go out there and have no regrets. And I think that we did a great job of that tonight, laying it all on the line, staying locked in, weathering those runs, and being able to bounce back. So like you said, one win away from the finals, it sounds pretty good to me. I'll take those chances. And, you know, we got to go out there and try to take advantage of the opportunity.
And in pro basketball, the undefeated Wichita Wizards have their second-to-last home game of the season tomorrow night at 6:30 out at Friends University, hosting the Topeka Rail Runners. And one of the biggest track meets in the nation begins at Cessna Stadium today. In fact, it starts in about a half hour. High school championship state track meet for track and field at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. More than 3,500 athletes will be competing today and tomorrow for high school state track and field championships.
Look at that red holding an umbrella.
Yeah, they'll start at 7:45 this morning and runs all the way through tomorrow night. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, we're going to play that secret sound again right here. This is the secret sound for this morning. And if you think you know what it is, you'll have a chance at 7:50 to call us at 869-1330 and maybe win that five-topping pizza of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Here's a secret sound. All right. Here's a hint for you. This is a machine commonly found in office and many homes. Secret sound. 7:50 this morning if you think you know. All right, 7:24 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. California's high-speed train was a bad idea. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.